USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Paul Manafort is going to spend some time in jail for attempted witness tampering. Special counsel Robert Mueller indicting him late last year on money laundering and conspiracy charges, and now he's being accused of violating the terms of his bail. Two Kansas sheriff's deputies have been shot at a courthouse, happening while they were transferring prisoners outside the courthouse around noon local time. The police chief keeping quiet about many of the details, saying it's a major incident. President Trump praising his relationship with North Korea less than a week after his meeting with leader Kim Jong-un.
You know why? Because I don't want to see a nuclear weapon destroy you and your family.
Well, and by the way, you declared
I don't want to see, excuse me, because I don't want to see a nuclear weapon destroy you and your family. I want to have a good relationship with North Korea.
The president being questioned at the White House as they're pressing North Korea to denuclearize as fast as possible. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Walgreens is being accused of contributing to the opioid crisis. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Kentucky is suing the pharmacy giant Walgreens over what state officials call a dual role in the opioid crisis. In the lawsuit, Kentucky's Attorney General Andy Beshear alleges that through its role as both a pharmacy and a distributor, Walgreens directly contributes to the state's drug epidemic. It's the sixth opioid-related lawsuit that AG Beshear has filed, and it's the latest in a wave of such lawsuits brought by state and local governments against the pharmaceutical industry as a result of the opioid epidemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New York's Attorney General Barbara Underwood suing the President's Charitable Foundation, accusing them of widespread misuse of charitable funds. The state AG accusing the president of using those donations to further his presidential campaign and accusing it of illegally acting as an extension of the campaign. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A top Taliban leader's been killed in an Afghanistan drone strike. We get details from Jennifer Breeden.
U.S. drone strike has killed the head of the Pakistani Taliban in Afghanistan. Taliban leader Mullah Fazlullah had terrorized Afghanis and targeted school children in Pakistan, including Nobel Prize winner Mullala. He was located in Afghanistan's eastern Konar province at the time of the attack, eliminating one of the most dangerous threats to peace and stability in the region. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani confirming the death in a Twitter message saying he had already informed Pakistan's prime minister and army chief. Ghani credited the tireless human intel led by Afghan security agencies who have worked in conjunction with U.S. forces. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
The CDC warning Americans not to eat Kellogg's Honey Smack cereal because the cereal has been linked to a multi-state outbreak of salmonella infections. We get details from John Clements.
A recall of the Kellogg Company's Honey Smacks has been issued by the CDC involving product that has best used by date of June 14, 2018 through June 14, 2019. Tom Skinner is with the CDC.
There are 73 cases of this salmonella infection being reported from 31 states. 24 of the 73 people have been hospitalized, and thankfully no deaths have been reported.
You are to either throw the product away or return it to where it was purchased for a refund. I'm John Clemens.
And Father's Day is Sunday. It was founded in 1966 by President Lyndon B. Johnson, dedicating every third Sunday in June to our nation's dads. This is USA Radio News.